Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. Welcome, podcast listener. That, of course, is you. And this season at American Stage has so far really been a place where passionate characters are met with passionate music. And those two things together really create something special and memorable. And I've seen everything on the docket so far. It's been pretty amazing. And American Stage's season began with one day, two performance run of The Good Peaches, which is a collaboration with the Florida Orchestra. Just a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to two of the amazing artists who brought us 100 Days to Tampa Bay for the very first time. That show was such a unique experience, bringing the excitement of a concert and the intimacy of a love story together. And my guests today are continuing the theme of music and storytelling, coming together in beautiful ways. The show is called The Magi, and my guests today are the stars of the show, Tristan Brayboy and Morgan Tapp. Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, friends.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going so good. Thank you so much for being here. Morgan, it's so nice that you're here, because when I interviewed Mikhail and Chantana from 100 Days, I didn't get to speak to you, and you really rounded out that cast. So congrats on a great production. How was 100 Days for you?
It's been so fabulous. It's been like so rarely with the actor musician shows you get to build your own track from scratch, and like fast forward to Magi, I'm getting to do that once more with this a little bit too. But like 100 Days, when they were doing casting, this featured musician track that I'm in doesn't have a specific book written for it, like the cello book, bass. So it was kind of dependent on what instruments that musician played.
Sure.
And so I got to go in with Jason Tucker, our music director, and just build my track from scratch, essentially, which has been such a gift. And it was also terrifying at the start. And
yeah, can imagine.
I think with a different group of people, it could have been a way scarier situation getting to do that. But everyone was just such fabulous musicians. And it was such a like artistic goal of mine to get to do something like that.
It was really special.
Thank you.
The entire experience was special. And like we were saying before we started recording, like you pulled out a harmonica out of nowhere. Yeah. All of a sudden the violin comes off the wall. Like you were sneaky back there. And then all of a sudden you're part of this amazing thing. It was really, really fun to watch.
It's like a bit. It's like, how many instruments can they shove in my hand for each song?
I love it. And something I love about American Stage is their commitment to the talent that lives right here in St. Pete. And Tristan, you are from here, but you went to school and toured all over the country. Now you're back in St. Pete, and you just worked with American Stage last season in Ring of Fire and Hair in the Park. How do you enjoy working for this most amazing company here in St. Pete?
Oh my gosh, it's been just absolutely incredible. And I grew up seeing shows at American Stage growing up in the the theater community here.
Sure.
And it's just been an amazing like full circle moment to be able to have my debut with them during Ring of Fire last year, which I worked with Morgan. It was awesome. And then Hair in the Park was so, so cool because I also saw so many park shows growing up. And to be back is, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. It's so special when people, I sort of feel a little bit simpatico with you both because you both were sort of raised here. And and now we've all worked at American Stage at one point in our lives. And it's just fun to be in that wagon of people who kind of know the magic of the city and like maybe have had experience or talent or, you know, like success somewhere else, but they're like, you know, I kind of want to go back to St. Pete. There's nowhere like it. I totally agree. I love that. Okay, The Magi, let's talk about that for a second. It's really a special production. Unlike Hair or 100 Days or The Good Peaches, The Magi is part of the Beyond the Stage series at American Stage. They've done it for the couple seasons now, and you two are lucky because your Beyond the Stage show is actually on the main stage.
Yes,
you lucky
is.
Devils. I love it. And The Magi is a retelling of the short story that we all read in high school, which is O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi. So can you both kind of talk a little bit about the adaptation and why it's different?
Yeah. So we basically have our two main characters, Judavine and Nixon. They're a couple. They're in a band together. They've been touring kind of off and on for 8 years. And when at the top of the show, they're at this sort of crossroads where they just got this huge touring contract that could be a huge thing for them artistically and commercially. But on the other end, they've also found a house that could be a place for them to settle down.
Yeah, and that's what my character Nixon is really longing for, is that break from touring and just want to settle down and
art imitating life
chapter.
There, Tristan.
Yeah.
And my character, Judavine, wants the contract and wants to keep going and thinks that that's what's best for her and their relationship. So we're at a big crossroads with the two of them at the top of the show.
I love that. And again, you know, obviously the short story doesn't have music, but this production really is special because not only is it an original adaptation, but it's got original music written just for this production.
And it's just ridiculous.
It's so
gorgeous
beautiful.
Music. Eli Pifumi did the score for it.
And I just we've been drilling these songs every day, and I go home every night and keep playing them. I don't get sick of them because they're just, it's such fascinating music, and it's so beautifully written, and I'm so grateful that we get to play these songs every day.
Mm-hmm. And is it an acoustic vibe?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Two acoustic guitars. I play a little violin in this one, too, but it's a really stripped down coffee shop vibe,
yeah,
for sure.
Raw, bare bones.
And what the audience is going to see, and we'll talk a little bit about the structure of it, too, because it's really kind of cool, but what the audience is going to see is really just similar in the vibe of 100 Days, where it's like you go in sort of expecting maybe a concert, and then a story kind of revolves around it. How is it sort of constructed?
I think it reads almost like a play with music.
Sure.
Because the music definitely does further our story and moments of, I know Mikhail was talking about this when he was on, of
sure.
the, like, when the feelings are too big, you sing.
Right.
And I feel like that is really prevalent in this story as well. But the script written by Helen R. Murray is fabulous. And I think that is really what's propelling us forward, is this drama, this relationship between the two of them. Where is it going? What's happening? The stakes are very high for them from the top of the show. So I think that the both aspects are very strong. But for me, it reads definitely more like a play that's supported by music.
Totally.
I love that. Did anything speak specifically to either of you when you read the script? Because as someone who's also been in an original Helen R. Murray script, it is there is something about having the playwright sort of at your fingertips, mm-hmm. or at your disposal when you read something. But did something really kind of speak to you about this story?
I was kind of surprised at how like many funny moments are in it.
Yeah.
Like even if they're not like meant to be funny, I don't know.
I think that it's a really raw look at relationships, specifically with relationships that involve two artists, just because I don't know. It's very real. It feels like we've talked about the stakes are very high. These people are both very committed to their relationship, but both want different things, mm-hmm. and want to support each other. But at the same time, there's a lot of talk in the show about when you're in love with somebody else, it's hard to be selfish because like your dreams now involve them. Mm-hmm. And that makes it harder to do things that at one point you just wanted for yourself, but now you're like, well, that doesn't work anymore because I'm just thinking about this other person now too. And so the script is really funny and has a lot of quirks and is really just an enjoyable time, but also gets really heavy and I think speaks to people.
This is really great. This is great because I feel it's so true. And especially why I asked about Helen is because sometimes when plays are either adapted from something else or it's adapted from true stories,
mm-hmm.
a lot in which what I was in Weird in St. Pete, which is what Helen wrote, and that was all sort of adapted from true stories. And
you
all are in the, you know, the Magi, which is a, you know, adaptation of a very famous, very sort of like priceless short story
for
of
sure.
our time, mm-hmm. right? So like, is having Helen there, does it help you sort of get to where you need to go emotionally, or do you feel like there are certain things that you have to always bring? Like, what's been the vibe as far as like an original play with your playwright sitting right next to you, and then you get to like really make it your own. Like what's been the vibe there for you?
We've had a lot of creative freedom.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
We're still pretty early in the rehearsal process. And so getting to have Helen there and also Anthony Gervais, our director, we've gotten to just ask a lot of questions, and we're not originating these roles because I believe it was done in DC a couple years ago.
Sure, yeah.
When they were first adapting it. But just we have all this freedom, which is amazing. And like you said, having the playwright in the room to get to ask these questions, like when we were doing our read through, we were just talking about the timeline and the moment before their concert of that night starts and what they've been experiencing that day. Just getting to speak about that with her is really cool, to pick at things and talk specifics. I feel like you don't get to do that very often.
I was just going to say that's not common. So it's great to have her and to have her right there. And it's great that we've all worked together in the past. We all feel close, and to have that creative freedom is very nice as actors and performers.
That's what I was going to actually go to next. You guys are great at the segue, because I do think, you know, American Stage is a place that I think once you're there more than once, and once you start to meet the people that create the magic, there is sort of a comfortability factor that sometimes is challenging when you have to start at a really well-known place in a city and you've never been there before, and there's like all this reverence and like, how do I do it? But at American Stage, if you've been there a few times or you've worked with the people that run it, there is this vibe of like, oh, we all are just going to do this together. There's no wrong answer. We're just going to like go in and see what happens. Yeah. And that's, to your point, Tristan, that's such a rare thing, especially with original pieces, because oftentimes playwrights are like super, you know, have a stranglehold on their
vision. Of course,
vision.
Of course.
Justice is their baby. Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm not a playwright, but I totally would be that way if I were.
I am a playwright and I am that way. And it's very, very hard, especially when you hire actors you trust and then you're like, no, shut up. They know what they're doing. They're actors. Let them do the thing. And Helen is great at that.
100%. Yeah.
The vibe in the room has been 1,000% that, which is amazing as an actor. And also nerve-wracking, because like you want to do it justice.
Of course,
and you want to be like, let me know if that's how you went. We just have had free reign getting to start to put this thing on its feet. It's
and what's the running time for the show?
I think like an hour, 15, hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. No intermission.
No, I don't
easy,
know.
So. One of those really quick one-tube hots. You can go and check it out. Go to dinner. Have a great date night.
Absolutely.
Like it's super easy and accessible, which I love about the Behind the Stage shows is because, you know, again, if you are not one of those theater goers that likes to sit there for 3 hours watching Long Day's Journey and Tonight, you don't have to at American Stage. They are picking things that are really accessible, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit, too, about the passion of music that both of you have. Obviously, music has been a huge part of both of your artistic journeys. Have you found that music has affected you or changed you or made you a better actor? Because I love that I started in musical theater, but I started acting sort of in non-traditional musicals or straight plays. And I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm a better actor because I like did music first.
Yeah.
What's your vibe on like the difference between like a straight actor, no music versus like what music brings to an actor?
I think it's just the music a lot of times is its own character. And I feel like in these sorts of actor-musician shows that we've both gotten to do a lot of, it just really informs you that I think sometimes you may not get in a straight play. But I think because most of my experiences also in musical theater, or I was like an orchestra kid growing up too.
Sure.
But I think that if it is a show like The Magi or 100 Days where the music is integrated so beautifully into the text, that again, it's its own character. And so you get to just go along on that ride with it. And it also gets to inform your choices the same way as a literal scene partner would. So
I love that.
Yeah, totally. And growing up doing like strictly musical theater and some straight plays here and there, after I left school and moved out to Los Angeles, I really wanted to just do music just by itself outside of the programs that I was in. And being able to just focus on music and being a musician touring with bands, I felt like I was able to pull from my theater background and have that kind of edge on stage where I could perform better than some of the other bands I was playing with. But to be able to bring the music background back to musical theater is, I am very grateful for that. So
it's so true. You know, when I watch both of you on stage, I know both of you have a ton of music experience. There's a presence that people that understand how to appear in concerts and like how to appear on stage playing an instrument, what you bring to acting and what you bring to like a performance as an actor is always so fascinating to me. Like I saw Hedwig last season or two seasons ago at American Stage with you guys, and same kind of thing. Like whenever I see that show, I think about like, would I care about Hedwig without the music? Would I care about Hedwig's story without what Hedwig brings and how she shows up on stage and she's a rock and roll person, but she's got this vulnerability and like it comes through in such a perfect sort of marriage. And both of you guys sort of have that same vibe. Like Morgan, when you were in 100 Days, like when you started playing the music and I realized you were sort of, in addition to being an amazing member of the band, you were a cast member in that show. It like, you just, it was such an easy transition. Like you already were alive as a musician on stage. And then you started to do this thing that was so beautiful. And I felt like, oh, that's because music is in her bones. That's the same vibe with you, Tristan. I see the work that you guys do as musicians. And then you become this incredible actor. And I'm like, oh, that's because of the music.
It lifts you up. It supports you. It's like, before my song in 100 Days, I literally feel like I go into like a trance.
You totally did.
Just like, okay, like I'm locked in now. But it's because I feel supported by that music and by our band.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I saw the trance. It was really good.
It's palpable.
Totally. And this is not a humble brag, but I have been following Tristan a bit. I saw Tristan's performance of Rent when he was in PCC.
I also saw that. Oh, was it awesome? We were just talking about that the other day.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I was mentioning because Kevin Rankin, a good friend of mine, was on the pod a few months ago, actually a long time ago.
Oh, nice.
And we were talking about, it was right before Hair in the park, and we were talking about you, and he was singing his praises, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I got to see him after one of the shows, and it was just so great.
He's an amazing human.
Shout out to Kevin Rankin.
Love you, Kevin.
Were you a PCCA too?
I am a PCCA.
We weren't there at the same time.
Class of 2019.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you've done a lot since 2019, friend. Stop.
Slow down.
So talented, the both of you. I'm so excited to see this production. Last question I ask everybody, what does art mean to you? And it's a cheesy question, but the world is a tough place right now, and I think we all need to remind everybody how important it is. So, Morgan, what does art mean to you?
I mean, it's like the simple answer, but art is everything to me. I think it unlocks like paths of communication with other people. It opens you up to new perspectives, unlocks empathy within you for other people. And I just feel like we get to be actors and theater workers and step into so many new like perspectives and ways of life for our job that we might not understand all the time, but we at least have to try. And so I feel like getting to do that in my job makes it easier to bring that into my everyday life of like trying to lead with kindness and understanding and just trying. Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. That's a great answer. Tristan, what do you think?
Art is life. Truly though, like it's the bugs on the sidewalk out there. It's the cloud formations. It's literally, it's everything. I can't not think about it every day and like every moment of life. And we're all our own lead characters in our own plays.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, no, art is everything, just like Morgan said.
It's so true. I was thinking about, I asked that same question to a friend of mine a few weeks ago on the pod, and his answer was, well, without me, you know, being too silly about it, he's like, I ask anybody who's looking at me like art's not important, try to live one day without it and see what happens. And
it's
realize what it is to everybody. I mean, a piece of art on a billboard, a painting, a drawing, the radio, the TV, anything you do, like without it, where would we be? Who would we be? Mm-hmm. You know, it's special to remember that, I think, right now. I don't know about you, but I'm really needing those.
Big time. Absolutely. No, I needed this morning. This is great.
I love it. So the Magi opens on December 4th. It goes through the 21st of December. It's a great non-traditional holiday night out. It's a really easy, fun experience. Very kind of like audience participatory because it is that Beyond the Stage series. It's a lot of fun. You'll love it. Go to AmericanStage.org for times and tickets, etc. Morgan, Tristan, thank you both so much for being here, and thank you for all you do for the arts community in Tampa Bay.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
Thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will you? BigBroadwayEnergy, all one word, at gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, keep creating. Bye, everybody.